from my part, I'm trying to make a difference. You know, for app development, all you need is a good team, good internet connection, and a motivation. So that's what I brought with me, and that's what I'm trying to do right here.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creators, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. Twice a week, we will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder.
Unconventional Life. This is your host, Joel Schroeder, in sunny Boulder, Colorado. Today's guest is joining us from Nepal. Kusal Gimare in the house. Kusal, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Hi, Jules. Namaste. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, I love what you're up to. Excited to share you with all of our listeners. And, you know, we also have a few things in common with our love of mutual mountains in different parts of the world, with you being in Nepal. And for those of you that are not familiar with Kusal, he is a serial entrepreneur. He's a founder. He's a CEO. And he is really looking to leverage his app development skills to create apps that will change the world. So his current app that they've recently launched is called AssignMate, which helps students connect with tutors worldwide. And you know, I know you have such a strong passion about really empowering students using technology, app-based platforms. You guys have already received, you know, a good amount of funding for it, and excited to have you on the show, have you share a lot about, you know, the world of app development, AssignMate, how to really connect, you know, students with these tutors, and all the other little details that we'll dive into. So, Kusal, welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps that I might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Okay, so like Jules said, my name is Kusal. I'm 24 years old. I was born and raised in Nepal, but I went to United States for my higher education. And, you know, I fell in love with the startup culture over there. So I decided I wanted to do something similar, and I wanted to do it in Nepal. So, you know, I just packed my bag and I'm here. I'm trying to make an impact and make it from Nepal.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, most people don't hear about tech startup world in Nepal. You know, we're familiar with like Silicon Valley for those that tune in from the States or from other parts. But I really think, you know, what you're doing in Nepal, which traditionally is an area where, you know, at least from the States perspective, you hear it doesn't have as many resources, not as many opportunities. How is it for you being there and really being in the startup culture in Nepal?
To be honest with you, it's really difficult. Like almost a year ago, we used to have 18 hours blackout, basically no electricity at all. And the Wi-Fi sucks too. And, you know, no one believes it can happen because there's never been a precedent. So from my part, I'm trying to make a difference. You know, for app development, all you need is a good team, good internet connection, and a motivation. So that's what I brought with me from America, and that's what I'm trying to do right here. I have a good team. We did work really hard to get here, and, you know, just about enough resources, and we're trying to make a difference.
Yeah, I love that. So tell us what it was like growing up a little bit. You know, if we were a fly on the wall, you know, seeing you through your early years, what kind of education did you receive? What were your parents like? Like, what was it like being you, in the earlier part of your life?
My dad used to work for the government. So I've been all around Nepal since my childhood, and I used to change schools frequently. When I was a child, we were going through a conflict, Maoist conflict, that is, and 10,000 people died. So, you know, it was an interesting childhood, to say the least. And yeah. Since I changed way too many schools, I got really fascinated with educational institutes. And that probably explains my fascination with institutes and my motivation behind AssignMate.
Yeah, absolutely. How are your parents? Would you describe them as entrepreneurial? Are they, I know you said your dad worked for the government. What do they think about this entrepreneurial endeavors?
This is one way to get a job.
Yeah, I think a lot of our listeners can relate to that, especially it sounds like too, you know, coming in from Nepal, which is, you know, doesn't have as much of an innovative government or culture in a lot of ways to say like Europe or the States, for example. And so, I imagine even more so you're combated with even more constraints sometimes.
Oh yeah, that happens, you know, because if we ever had a Facebook or Instagram coming out of Nepal, they would be like, okay, he's onto something, maybe he would do it. But since we have nothing similar to that, they would be like, okay, I mean, they don't, to be honest, like they have not seen the potential behind it. So I kind of get their point of view.
Would you like to take your life and business to the next level? Join us for a 5-day business accelerator ranked by Inc. magazine as the number one event for entrepreneurs to attend in 2018. We will be bringing together 32 different game-changing entrepreneurs, artists, influencers, and thought leaders from all around the world this April 19th through 23rd in South Africa. We are literally staying on a safari reserve filled with tons of giraffes, zebras, every kind of animal that you can imagine. We will also be bringing in a bunch of guest speakers, those that have been featured on the podcast in the past. We'll be having different excursions and really coming together to elevate every area of your life. Learn more at unconventionallifeshow.com/South Africa to get all the details. Yeah, totally. So tell us about going to the US, because that feels kind of like a big move. And to make the decision to go over there, and then ultimately what that took to go over there, and then, you know, what you learned and what you discovered as a result.
Okay. United States was awesome. I'm not going to lie, you know. When I first landed there, I landed outside Dallas International Airport. And when I stepped out, it was like looking through a filter. You know, if Instagram had a filter, it would be called innovation. It was amazing. It was just a different country, different culture, different vibes. And people were holding door open for me. And everyone was like, hey, what's up? And that was totally different to me. And, you know, I loved it. I loved every moment of it.
That's so great. And what were you studying when you came here? Were you here for university?
Yes, I was. I was in Caldwell University, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I did business administration.
So how did you go from business administration into app development, which kind of feels like, you know, when I imagine going to university, coming here from Nepal, like life kind of going in a certain trajectory, and then you kind of being like, nope, I'm going over to app land and I'm not getting a job, dad, and I'm going to go, you know, become an entrepreneur.
You know, I was really inspired by Uber when it first started, and I just felt like it was awesome. You know, you just needed an app and you can change people's lives. So I just got behind it and I wanted to impact people's life with app development. And that kind of makes sense right now. I'm in Nepal and I can launch this app in the United States and make a difference. So that was the whole motivation behind me being in this journey.
Yeah. What do you think most of us don't get about app development? Because there's so many apps now that are becoming available, some paid, some free. Feels like it's a lot easier now to develop apps. But yeah, what do you feel like most people don't get about app development when you talk about it?
I think, like you said, there are way too many apps right now and the competition is pretty fierce. Maybe even a couple of years ago, if you started, it would be much easier to market your app. But right now you'd have to, there are a lot more hurdles, but it's not impossible, but it's going to be more difficult.
Yeah. And do you think that in terms of like even getting an app started, like how did you start in assembling your team? Like so many entrepreneurs, you know, even some of those hear that show, like they have an idea and they're like, I want to start an app. But even the idea of like, what does that even mean? And what would my first step seem so complicated? What does that process look like on a, you know, on a micro level?
Okay. So first off, you need to make a sketch yourself. You know, you need to get all the mechanism behind it, right? What do you want to do? How the app is going to work out? How it's going to work for the users? And the next step would be finding a good team. It doesn't necessarily have to be developers who have worked in app development itself. Like coding, if you know a language, you can catch up with other languages too, right? But the thing is, you need to vibe with them. And it needs to feel like, as a startup, you need to be like, okay, we're a team and we believe in ourselves. And if there's a problem, we can help each other out. So just sketch something out, find a team that believes in you and you believe in them and just go from there.
Yeah. Do you feel like for those that are really not technical, I myself, you know, I know some coding, but I'm definitely not techie. And I'm sure some of our audience is like, I'm not techie at all. How would you recommend finding a person like yourself or, you know, finding a point of contact to even begin that process?
If you're in the United States, I would recommend AngelList. it's a really great site, and there are people, it's, they work for equity. And, you know, as a startup, I can imagine money is pretty tight. So if you find someone who's willing to help you out, that works out. And the next thing is, it's never too late to learn to code. If you're really motivated, all you need is a couple of months. You work really hard and you can get basics behind it. And you just find someone else to be yang to your yin, you know, and it, take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you feel the culture in America is different in terms of the working environment from Nepal? You know, it seems like in America, we have this like hustle, get stuff done, hardworking, like glorification of amount of hours spent sometimes. And do you find that in Nepal, it's really different? And how has that been in your own journey to synchronize the two?
Oh my God. I feel like, you know, every time someone asks me this question, I feel like I'm trying to put Nepal down. But honestly, we kind of lack work ethics right here. I mean, I kind of understand why that happened. Like I said, there's no precedence, right? So people believe just working on a startup is kind of wasting your time. So they're just like 9-to-5 job and they don't really want to give everything to themselves. But luckily for me, my team is not like that. You know, I had to convince them. I had to be like, okay, you know, if we really try hard, we can make a difference. But we definitely lack work ethics. And I hope, you know, someday they would change and we can make a difference.
Yeah. What kind of practices do you do personally to keep yourself inspired, to keep yourself, you know, making a difference? Like, I imagine you've, you know, had to learn different things, or you have resources, or maybe it's podcasts or just practices that you do to keep your mindset, you know, really in focus.
I actually work out in the morning, you know, I mean, not intense, but 30 minutes, it keeps me fresh. Right. And I read a lot of articles. That kind of helps me out. You read about new stuff and what's going on around the world and different people's stories. And that kind of motivates you to make a difference yourself.
Yeah, I love that. Well, tell us about AssignMate. How did it start? How did you go from business, university into app world? Give us the details of that. And, you know, where did the idea come from?
When I was in the States, I used to help one of my friends from the Middle East with his assignments. And I just felt like if I was not there, he would be basically screwed. So, I mean, he was lucky I was there. So I thought, you know, they pay students pay thousands of dollars to go to university. And if they are bad at something, their life is kind of messed up. So I just decided, okay, let's try to help them out. And one more thing is like, even when I'm coding, if someone helps me out one time, I never get stuck with that problem again. So I just thought, you know, if someone could help someone out one time, they would do better next time and just find help. That was the whole motivation behind the app.
Yeah. And what are you starting to see now, you know, with different students and connecting them with tutors? Are a lot of the tutors on the platform, are those more peer tutors? Are they older or like, tell us the people you're serving.
Okay. So for the tutors, I actually reached out to, in college websites, there's a specific part like Craigslist that says tutors, right? Mm-hmm. And they specify how much they're going to charge per hour, what they specialize in. And I talked to them. I think those are basically postgraduate students and helping out with undergrad. So they're students too, just trying to make some money on the side and help people out on the process.
Yeah, I got it. And what do you think's been so successful so far about, you know, I know you guys have already gotten a bunch of investment money, you've had a lot of interest, you know, you've made a lot of progress really quickly with the app. And what do you think's been your secret to the success and how quickly it's been developing?
I have a tattoo that says perseverance. I believe that's about it. You know, this perseverance is gonna suck. I was watching Ex Machina and there was this line that says, when I was young, I thought death, you can't avoid death and taxes. Turns out it's death and shit. So you know, that all the time. So you just persevere and believe in yourself. And even there's 6 billion people out there. So even 1 million believe in you, you're a successful entrepreneur. So that's what I live by myself.
Yeah, I love that. What do you think for those that have an idea that are maybe still in a 9-to-5 or, you know, maybe they're in entrepreneurship, but they're not totally in love with what they're doing? What would you recommend in terms of them like going after the thing they want to create?
You know, just start and you're going to love what you're going to do. honestly, I love what I do. You know, it sucks sometimes, but and I would not be doing anything else. So just follow your dreams. It might, I mean, the biggest part you have is your A's, you know, like if you just spend a couple of years, work your best. And even if it doesn't work out, you learn so much. I didn't learn from my 1 year experience as a CEO of this company. I learned much more than I've learned in, I don't know, maybe 10 years of my life. So it's a worthwhile experience.
Yeah, I love that. So good. Well, awesome. I know you've got, you know, a really amazing giveaway coming up just after our rapid fire round for all of our listeners. But before we go there, tell us a little bit about websites, branding, building a presence, because I know that's also a really big domain of your expertise as well.
Okay. So if you are not really a technical person, start out with WordPress. It's a really helpful tool, right? And you're gonna be able to build a website pretty easy. There are a lot of tutorials out there. And, you know, just do some research, and simple is better. That's what I would recommend.
Awesome. All right, rapid fire round. 5 questions coming at you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, question number 1, fill in the blank. If you really knew me, you would know what?
I never give up.
Perseverance.
Yes.
Question number 2. What is the worst piece of advice you feel like you've received?
You're not going to make it.
Next question. For all of those that maybe come from a immigrant background or aren't from the US and are really trying to make it inside the States, what advice would you give them?
United States is a land of opportunity. Just, you can do it. That's all I would say.
Yeah. Next question. What is one book that you've read recently or you read, you know, a little while ago that you feel like made a really big impact on your life?
I read Steve Jobs' biography and it was awesome. He has been my idol. You know, I got into app development because of him, and I would definitely recommend everyone reading that book.
Yeah. Last question. What does living an unconventional life mean to you?
Sometimes it's 80 cents lunch. Sometimes it's $300 cocktails.
So good. I've never heard that one before. It's really good. I love that. Tell us about the giveaway that you have for one of our listeners.
Okay. So you can reach me out and I'll actually quote a website for you, maybe a personal or a business brand, and I'll do my best.
Yeah. So generous. For those that want some website support from Kusal, you can head over to unconventionallifeshow.com, get his team and resources to help you on the journey with that. And Kusal, for those that want to learn about AssignMate, that want to stay in touch, what's the best way to go about doing that?
You can actually email me or just reach out to me on my Instagram.
Great. So good. Kusal, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with our listeners and for tuning in from Nepal. It's always such a pleasure to crawl into another crevice of the world and learn about another story. I've got a ton out of this episode and hoping all of you guys tuning in did as well. Lots of love. Thanks so much, Kusal.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks, everyone.
Would you like to take your life and business to the next level? Join us for a 5-day business accelerator ranked by Inc. magazine as the number one event for entrepreneurs to attend in 2018. We will be bringing together 32 different game-changing entrepreneurs, artists, influencers, and thought leaders from all around the world this April 19th through 23rd in South Africa. We are literally staying on a safari reserve filled with tons of giraffes, zebras, every kind of animal that you can imagine. We will also be bringing in a bunch of guest speakers, those that have been featured on the podcast in the past. We'll be having different excursions and really coming together to elevate every area of your life. Learn more at unconventionallifeshow.com/South Africa to get all the details.